This time last week, yesterday on the programme, Rita came in because there was Joe Fenton had brought in a box of sweets, you see, and Rita had been off the sweets, you know, but she still came in. And I said, where are you going with these sweets? She said, I have a daughter called Kaylin who likes them, Johnny. So what we did was we put the microphone on outside, Karen, and there was Rita. Guzzling away, yeah. But anyways, today you haven't got sweets. Rita's here with me today, and you haven't got sweets, Gary, but you've got something, well, as nice as sweets, and I suppose we should be eating more of these if we're off the sweets, and that's the old reliable onion.
A bit of an onion, yeah. Something to make you cry, perhaps.
Yeah, but do they make you cry? They do, yeah.
There's the chemical in the onion which makes you, it stings your eyes when you cut it. Some are stronger than others.
Now, people say that when you are peeling onions that you should have, some people say a spoon in your mouth. Are these all myths? Somebody says bread in your mouth. You'll stop you from crying.
I don't know. I've heard people say them, all right, but I think if you get a good sharp onion, you don't bruise good sharp knife, when you cut the onion, you don't bruise it as much.
Yeah.
So you don't release as much of the oil on it and get
a sting.
You
don't dog into it.
Yeah, so
do you cry?
A good sharp knife.
I cry when I hear you trying to yodel.
You see, we're getting away from the onions now. Right, do you grow onions from seed, say?
Well, you can grow onions from seed. There's no problem doing that. They take a little bit longer to grow from seed. They are a little bit more tricky, perhaps, than the alternate method, which we call growing from sets. But maybe there's advantages in growing seed in that if you wanted to do a lot of them, they'd be cheaper to buy. Also, that if you wanted to grow them from seed, that you'll get a better range maybe in the garden centre of varieties if you wanted to grow something different. But other than that, most people will plant them from what we call onion sets.
Okay, sets. And then if we were to go to the store and buy some of these, the sets, we'd say, when you plant them, how deep are we to go down in the soil?
Well, the onion sets are very small, and I've brought some in there for you to have a look there at those, Johnny. And you can see they're only about an inch high or even smaller than that. And basically what they are mini onions. They're tiny little onions. And of course, if you feel them there, they should feel nice and firm, and they have the loose skin on them as you would for an onion. So you plant that now, okay? Then by the end of summer, you're going to have this one.
It's got a
fully grown onion for you there. So much, much bigger, like you'd buy in the market or the shops. And that's what that grows into. So
it doesn't take long, Karen.
It takes, by the time you plant that, it's going to maybe take between 12 and 18 weeks. Depends on how big you want them to get.
Okay.
Now, when you plant, back to your question, though, about the little seed onions, what we call the sets, you'll see that at the top of them there, they have a kind of what we call like the neck of the set.
Yes.
And if there's a long piece of dry sort of leaf still attached to that, clean it off. There's only a small one on that.
Right, gotcha.
And then just plant the onion set that the neck of the set is at soil level or just a little bit below.
Okay.
So they don't need to go very deep.
No, about an inch.
Yeah, well, not even that, because you're basically at soil level. So an inch maybe to the base of the set, depending on it. Now, if you do plant them too deep, you see, they'll use up a lot of their energy trying to get up to the ground and it weakens to it. Because what an onion is, whether it's an onion set or a fully grown onion, it's a big store of food. Right. All right? And that's, of course, what we eat, is the stored food in the onion.
Okay. So how long did you say again it takes to go from the set to this?
12 to maybe 18 weeks, depending on what stage you want to harvest them.
Mm.
So you can harvest them at any stage, basically once they start growing. Now, if you do grow them from seeds, you'll see you'll have little ones which to thin out, and you'd use them like salad onions or scallions.
Yeah.
But with those sets, you're going to plant them and let them grow into big sized bulbs. But even if you wanted to get them in July, which would be kind of midsummer, you'll have a smaller bulb. But you leave them a bit longer and you'll get a bigger bulb, and you can store those then for the winter.
Okay. Yeah, all right then. Now, any particular varieties would you recommend, Karen?
Well, there's a whole host of different varieties around. And it also depends on whether you like red onions or whether you want white onions.
Is there much of a difference? Because, you know, somebody asked me that recently. I love in a salad myself, Karen, the red onion. Not just because it adds colour to the salad, but it seems to, well, maybe I'm just imagining that it tastes different. But is there much of a difference in the taste from a red onion than a standard onion?
Red onions are sometimes a bit milder.
right.
than some of the great big ones. Like one of the varieties which many people grow is Stuttgarter Giant. Stuttgarter Giant is a like Stuttgart in Germany. It's a great, really big one, and that's quite a strong onion, I find. But some of the red ones are milder. But having said that, you will get nowadays red onions which are quite strong as well. But they have the reputation of being mild, and that's why you often, I think, get them in salads and things like used raw. But equally, they can be cooked, and there's no problem using them on that. But the thing is, you won't get a huge variety of onions available maybe in a lot of the garden centres. They'll have two or three, but they're all basically good. Like Sturon is another one which they often sell, and Jet Set, which is another onion set which they often sell, and they're all good.
Okay. Probably a silly question from Johnny Houston, but I'm going to go with it anyways. I'm going to chance my arm. The onion sets that you're showing me here, I have them here in front of me. Does each set or each bulb you put down only produce one onion?
It does. What you have is that one little one, yeah. which grows into a big one.
Yeah.
Now, you can also get things called shallots.
Right. Okay?
And a shallot, when you buy it, is bigger than an onion set.
Okay.
Okay, when you buy them for planting. But when you harvest them, instead of one big shallot, you're going to get a lot of maybe a group of six shallots. So they split up into numbers of different ones, while the onions get bigger, okay. the individual ones.
All right, then. And then when you take your onion out of the soil, I mean, obviously the set is gone at that stage because the set is now that onion.
The set is the big onion, like yeah. that there. So what you lift them as you want to use them during the summer.
Yeah.
There's no problem doing that. But if you want to store them then for the winter, you want to make sure that, first of all, it's a good, firm, healthy onion.
Yeah.
Now, they'll still have the green leaves on them, and the green leaves look like kind of wide daffodil leaves.
Yeah.
And they'll start to turn yellow. And you should leave them in the ground until the leaves have gone yellow. Now, and so years ago, people used to sort of bend over the leaves to try and make them go yellow, but it's recommended these days not to do that because they don't store as well if you do it. So you let the leaves go yellow, and then you, with the fork, gently lift up the onion bulb. You leave the yellow leaves attached, and you brush off a lot of the soil from them. And then we call it that they cure the onions for a week or two before storing them. And this means basically that you're drying them out a bit. Because when you lift them, the outside skin, that brown skin, will still be quite soft. And the curing of it gives you that dry, papery skin which you're removing there off the onion.
Yeah.
And that helps protect them when they're in storage. So you'll need to leave them somewhere which is bright, out of the rain. And what I do is I raise up a wire metal sheet on a couple of bricks or stones so the air circulates around the onions when they're laid on it.
Okay, well, one thing that has bamboozled me, I mean, you're after putting me in the picture now, but I mean, before you came in here today, and it goes to show you all I know about gardening, I always thought that what we had on the outer side of the soil from an onion was scallions. And when you see the scallions grown, there's a kind of an onion bulb on the end of it. And I always thought that was the onion.
Yeah. Well, scallions are types of onions. And they're actually the same species of onion as that big bulb, but they're just different varieties. And so if you sow the seed of that big onion over there, there will be a stage in late spring or early summer where it'll look exactly like a scallion.
Right.
So the varieties which we grow as scallions, we just harvest early before they make big bulbs.
Okay.
So
you learn
the same
something
thing.
New every day. Yeah. I'll have to go to some of your courses.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, indeed.
All right then. Now tell me about the... I've seen some pictures on Facebook and I've seen you and a lot of people with you doing some wonderful work at Castlebar Community Garden.
Yeah, Castlebar Community Garden. It has been running for the last couple of years. It's near Cushowen, out the old Turlock Road from Castlebar. And I recently got involved with the committee of the Castlebar Community Garden, and I know Thérèse Rouen has been involved with it for quite a long time. And we were at a stage, well, where should we go? We need to make some changes for the garden, because there were some number of raised beds and people weren't actively kind of being involved as much as it could be. So I've come up with a plan, which I presented to the committee, and everybody liked it. And I have it here. And it is on the Facebook site.
It is on the Facebook
Of the community garden. And I think I have it on my own website as well, of that. And as you can see there, it's shaped a bit like a leaf.
Yes, it is like a leaf.
The
yeah.
paths make a pattern a bit
like
a leaf.
Like the vein in the leaf, yeah.
Exactly, like the veins in the leaf. And along the middle of it, there is the main vein, if you like, which is the main pathway.
The main artery.
And above it there is you'll see some kind of lines running along. And that side of the garden is a north-facing slope. And therefore, it's not very good for growing a lot of things. So the idea is to create kind of a series of terraces. So it's like a natural amphitheatre. And then if you want to do kind of demonstrations and displays at the base there on a gravel area, people can sit like it's a stage. Or perhaps you could even hold music concerts and things like that in the area. Which
there's
would be
a lot of
fun.
Work going into this, Kieran.
There will be a lot of work. But there's plenty of volunteers which will come to the various
days. And are you at this at the moment?
Well, last Saturday we were there and you see there's a hedge on the plan around the base of it and up by the gate there. So we were started with planting some willows. And there are some raised beds there already. So we had to move some of those raised beds to make way for the paths. So we went refilling some. So already there people can actually start growing things in the garden because there are raised beds. But it's a bit of a project which hopefully will gain more momentum over the spring and the summer. And if we can get those paths done and some of the trees planted, and the trees planted there, have you noticed there's some names like oak and ash and
hazel.
There's seven trees in that border. And they're the seven trees of the Celts, which were the most kind of sacred trees, what they call the nobles of the wood. So there's a great kind of old kind of ancient connection there with the tree species, and other species then would be what they call commoners of the wood, and again they're really, if you like, the sacred trees of the Celts.
Now, I mean, obviously the work can't go on there unless there's somebody like yourself supervising what goes on, because you mean you're working off a plan here, and I mean, you just don't want people planting things everywhere. I mean, you obviously have to go by a plan. So that does that mean, Karen, that you have to be there when the volunteers are there?
I don't have to be there all the time. There are copies of the map, and there are always people who are involved with the committee there. So last week, for instance, a group was turned up and there were some children from the area there working away with us, and they had great fun borrowing the soil. They didn't want to stop. We were tired. They didn't want to go home. It was great fun. So it's a great way of using kind of gardening for people to meet and work together and have a bit of fun.
So the garden that you've designed for the Castlebar Community Garden that you have designed and working on at the moment, is this a garden that will look good all year round?
Well, that's the idea, is that it's not just a series of, say, raised vegetable beds. That it would be somewhere for people to come and visit, have a nice walk around. There's a playground just to the right-hand side of that there, of the plan. So people might be visiting the playground and want to then take a walk with their children through the garden.
Very nice.
So it should be a nice place, even if people don't want to actively garden, but just to sit down and be in a nice environment and space. So the plan is to fill also lots of plants into the garden, usable kind of edible plants like fruit bushes and rhubarb, but also combine them then with also flowering plants. So it's not only a place for growing vegetables and other foods.
Are you
foods.
Looking for volunteers?
Always they'll be looking for volunteers, and you'll get the contact information on the Facebook page there, the Castlebar Community
Garden. And
this picture's
on Facebook, again.
It's on the Facebook, indeed,
I'm just looking at the amount of work you put into this. Even down as far as the gravel here, I'm looking at it, and you've an arrow pointing to the gravel, and you're saying pea gravel, staging area, you know. And then the long grass, and you've got the existing sea blackthorn hedge and so on.
Sea buckthorn hedge, that's an edible hedge which gives you nice healthy berries.
Sea
so there's
here.
Lots of things like that going on in the garden. So it's a plan, as we said, and it's a project which we hope will more people will get involved with and make a nice place for everybody in Castlebar to visit.
Well, there you are. So we're asking you to check out the Facebook page. I suppose the Facebook page would be just Castlebar Community Garden.
That's it.
On
indeed,
Facebook.
You'll find
so you
there.
Can picture, click on the picture there and it will enlarge and open up.
Indeed, yeah.
That's brilliant, Karen.
And also, just returning to the onions before I forget, I've done out a fact sheet there of how to grow the onions from sets.
Oh, yeah. I think
and I'll have that. You can have that copy there. But there will be copies on my website later on, as well as the podcast, so people will be able to just print them off and all the
Kieran
help
Burke,
they need. IaranBurke.ie, and go to the blog section of the website, and there'll be, you'll be able to download that fact sheet on growing onions from sets.
Okay, just a quick question, completely different than what we're talking about today, but just before you go, I was watching a programme on TV this week where they were saying the amount of Irish vegetables that are thrown away is absolutely horrendous. It's shocking and it shouldn't be happening. And they're saying, they were showing us actual potatoes and carrots that, you know, well, the potato didn't grow in the shape of a potato. It was more of a square or whatever. And the carrot probably had two legs or three legs. And they're just throwing them away.
Yeah, it is terrible. I worked years ago. My first jobs were picking tomatoes in North County, Dublin. And tomatoes got thrown away because they had a little blemish on the skin.
Yeah.
And because they, if they have the blemish on the skin, they're not considered what they call class one in the grading process. But class two tomatoes aren't of any value commercially. So it's not worth the grower's expense of even sending them into the market.
Yeah.
They won't get the payback. So they're thrown away. And if they're a little bit overripe, they get thrown out because the supermarkets won't hold them for long enough. They want them a little bit underripe going in rather than too ripe. So there's a huge amount of waste. But we can do lots even, but if that's where we grow our own vegetables, when you pick a potato and has a little bit of a bad spot, you cut it out.
Yeah,
you'll use
exactly.
It. And even from the peelings and things with our vegetables, see the onion there which you have with the nice skin, we cut off the top and we pull out the outer layers of the onion and the skins, and when you're skinning your carrots, you can put them into water and boil them up as a lovely stock, and you have the basic kind of the basis of a good soup just even from the peelings and the trimmings of the vegetables. So there's lots of you can even do to in our own kind of kitchen to reduce the food waste.
Alright then, Ciarán's site is Ciarán Burke, spelled with a C, ciaranburke.ie. Thank you, Ciarán. 24
hours a day on 102.9 FM, this is C or CFM.